After Qinghao, we went to...
After Qinghao, you started a Chinese food stand.
Farmer's Market. Yeah. Then...
How long did that last?
Oh, we sold it a couple of years because we went to Europe.
Why?
Well, I had to find good help, and then in the beginning, you have to furnish everything, you know, build up your kitchen, the Chinese wall, and everything. And then you have to pay for the people that pick up your... We use paper plates, but they're all over, and you have to pay. They take so much out of your whatever, by commission. The more you sell, the more commission they take out of your business.
What kind of commission?
For rent, for your rent.
Oh. The more business you have, the
more
the,
rent
then
you can pay them.
It wasn't a set?
No, it wasn't
a set
rent? Yeah. Beginning, you said, just pay so much percentage. But your business go up more, and you're paying more.
How much of a percent did they take?
So we figured it wasn't a good deal. Beginning. And you would pay the girl to pick up the cash and all that. Pay them the commission. And then you pay for your cook, and you buy all your groceries and everything, all your own, and supply, and then you, from morning to night, you put it, open up early and get started, and then finish at night, you clean up everything before you go home.
Roughly, how much did you make at Farmer's Market? Was it about 100 a month, or?
It's no set,
No set?
No set. Some days you're making, taking more, some days you're not so much. Mm. So we both worked in a sick then it's like a stand, and then when the rain, nobody come, and when the big wind hits you and all that, and pretty rough.
Was it a stand outside or was it inside?
Well, the market's all outside, outdoors.
Outdoors.
But you do have a little enclosure for your kitchen. And, stand is open up.
Mm.
And then the rain hits and it's good. So then, we thought that, a different job, still restaurant.
Working as cooks in the restaurant or as chef, waiters?
No, he started to be buyer and cook. But then later on he got more organized and then he got a job as like a supervisor in the like a big restaurant, Laguna Beach, big restaurant. There was one down Pacific Coast, a big restaurant there. And he would hire the people, get the good cook for them, and they wanted to look for a waiter and a busboy and a good cook, and he would go inside that room. So he didn't have to do some cooking, but I'm more supervisor. And the place was Pasadena, so he went to pick things and make coffee. And he did the supervising.
So did you continue to work after your food stand at Farmer's Market?
Yeah,
where did you work after Farmer's Market?
Well, on and off. But, then we had another place over, after Farmer's Market, we had another place over Universal Studio, across from Universal Studio, as an American restaurant. And so the lady owns the place and used to come to Farmer's Market and buy our food. She liked our food from us and liked the restaurant. So after the week closes, she said, well, I'm going to come over and put in Chinese food and my husband dressed me. And now the studio kitchen. And we eat at their farm. And it's just a close street from the Universal Studio. So we went in and talked to her husband. And he finally said, yeah, kitchen and everything. I said, oh, the fuck, we have to put in Chinese stove and walk and things like that. But the rest is all up on there. Buy your own supplies and everything. So we went in there to work.
What was it?
His name is Foster, Mr. Foster. That's the name of the restaurant.
Is that restaurant still there?
No. Well, one thing they torn down. So they both passed away. So then from then on, another sort of friend and customer that comes in all the time and finally said, why don't you folks come and open up on Riverside Drive and a new Chinese restaurant instead of, you know, I'm working for Mr. Foster and his customer and kitchen partner. That's where they make more money. And the rest didn't make money, but it's hard work. Then, so, my husband said, okay, start looking. We finally went up Riverside Drive, then it's the Burbank, still where the studio people are. And then found a place, So we start to open up there and my husband said we go downtown and get the cooks and help. And I would be cashier and answer the phone and take all the reservations and things. I lay down and get going pretty good and then I have somebody else do the cashier and I move up to the front to take care of the people as opposed to. A lot of studio people come in, and business people come in. Did real well.
What kinds of wages were paid to the helpers during that time?
That was in the 50s.
Oh, uh-huh.
They were good. So
how long did that last for? How long did you stay?
That's about 5 years, I think.
5 years?
Yeah. And then I said, well, time to friend job. So we started to come back down Long Beach and basic 1 year or so. Started one in Cabin Circle. Close up now. The lady owns it, she's a widow and she just lost money and didn't get it hanging on any longer, so she finally sold it. Now it's not a restaurant, now it's a automobile dealer. So then from then on, so down there, I go on the beach. I'm going to open a big Chinese restaurant and cut their farm and go see them. It's a Caucasian farm. So my husband went down to see him and so he got the job as a supervisor, get all the help, cooks and waiters and supply and whatever. So, that's good for a while. Then you also have another one, the same man, there's another one on the closer at the time. The closer is
he's been in there. Your husband's basically been in the restaurant business up until he passed away. How about your children? What do they do?
My son is an accountant and works in LA. For this Dr. Noguchi. So, yeah, my daughter graduated from Long Beach.
This is your son.
After he left home, he went up on his own. He had different jobs, and so Benji even heard about his job. So he took some tests or something and passed, and then he got the job.
Did you speak Chinese Samyak to your children? You know, with your husband at home, did you speak Chinese?
Not too much, because when we live in the valley, it's all hardly any Chinese people. So they mingle with American friends, go to school, and then we, you know, my sister always come down and say, why don't you teach them Chinese when they're young, you know? And when they get older, they won't speak it, and we don't teach them now. So we always forget, and we come home and start speaking English, and never say.
Did you
so much Chinese them, but they understand a few words.
Did you speak Chinese with your husband?
Oh, yeah.
Was he from China or from American born?
No, he was from China when he came over in this small, young. Then he, his father, uncle brought him over, his father, mother from China. So he had to be on his own to he mingled a lot, go to school and mingle, work for American. Oh, he said he had a, when he was young, he had a hotel job, fixing beds or something like that, waiting on table or something to put himself through school. So he gets so sort of Americanized, and you think he was born here, but he wasn't born in Hong Kong.
He was born in Hong Kong.
But he liked to, you know, be Americanized. And because he has a cousin down Chinatown and Chinese friends, but he always for working for American people mostly.
How did you and he meet?
Oh, after the show closed in New York. My brother came up from the starting movie job, and then my brother and I went to the apartment, and I came up after he came up first, and I came up later. I was staying with my cousin in New York. My cousin has restaurants too. So then I said, oh, it's been a long time. I came back up. So then my brother rented an apartment. Stay together in Hollywood. Then someone introduced him to my husband to me.
So was your husband a friend of your brother's? Or?
No, another friend, mutual friend that knew me and knew my brother and knew my husband, introduced us. We started going together, and then we got married, and then my brother moved away, and
where did your brother move away to?
Well, still around Hollywood. In an apartment by himself.
Did your brother ever get married? Or?
No.
No. Your sisters?
My four sisters, yeah. My Oh, his sister's, three girls and two boys. The children are all still living. My sister passed away about 4 years ago. The other sister is still living. Still married.
Is your other sister still in LA?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Uh-huh. Did you go to Chinese school?
No, in those days, the girls
that's right, you
in the boy, just
yeah.
A boy.
Right.
But what I know, learned from being in San Francisco among Chinese people, speak a lot, but I know a few simple letters, but then I went east and almost forgot to even speak Chinese when I come back, but the thing of the word to speak.
Did any of your family ever go back to China? Did your brother go back to China at all?
No.
No. How about your father? Did you have much contact with him while you stayed with your aunt?
Yeah, my father went back in China and remarried. I had a stepmother.
Uh-huh.
My stepsister.
Uh-huh. So did he bring his second wife back here, or did he go
San
back to China?
I went
back to
San
Francisco.
Mm-hmm. By that time, I had gone east with my brother. So,
In your parents' family, did you speak Chinese at home?